Well, I mean, it's two inexcusable losses to division rivals within 2 weeks. Inexcusable. Both games they had won. Both games they just looked sloppy and not like themselves in a game plan on offense that appears to be almost hero ball-ish. I don't really understand even what the thought process is there. But I am very matter of fact about it because, to be honest with you, I've been saying it for a while. I think they have some problems this year.
Yep.
And we're starting to see those problems. Do they have injuries? Absolutely, they have injuries. You're doing the best player in the league, arguably, on offense. That's going to hurt, of course, without having Christian McCaffrey there. You have a lot of injuries on the defensive line. You don't have Javon Hargrave. You know, you've got hit with injuries here. You don't have Dre Greenlaw out there. He makes a huge difference. But having said that, there's still a lot of talent on this team. In a game like this, that they could have won by 30 points, I felt like I feel like they're that much better than the Cardinals. But when you look at the way this game went, they were lucky to really even have the lead because it was two kind of fluky things, mm-hmm. the block kick and the Bosa interception, which are two plays that obviously they happened. You got to give them credit. But in a straight game, the Niners didn't look like the 49ers to me, and they haven't at all this season. And I talked last week about the Patriots game was a fugazi. It was fake. Mm-hmm. You can't take anything you saw last week and think that that's what's going on with this team. They have problems right now, but I'm very matter of fact that, like, I'm not pissed because I kind of feel like this is what they are. They're a playoff-ish team. They're like a 10-win team, and lucky for them, it probably won't take more than 9 or 10 wins to win the NFC West, but they're just not a very good team right now. And until they show us otherwise, I don't know how anybody can look at the 49ers and expect anything other than, like, we don't know what we're walking into week to week, and we'll break down what we think, you know, sort of the issues are, but I just kind of feel like, I don't know. It is what it is guy. And right now it is what it is. The Niners just aren't very good.
No, they're not very good. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about was that the offense is going to have to carry this team because this 49ers defense is not going to be good enough based on what we've come to expect as 49er fans over the past 5-6 seasons, really since 2019, mm-hmm. when, you know, that defense really came into its own. And here's the thing, though. They've got the talent. Even with CMC gone, you still have Deebo Samuel. You still have Brandon Ayuk. You still have Juwan Jennings. You still have Trent Williams. You still have George Kittle. You still have Brock Purdy. And you still have Jordan Mason, who, up until this point, led the league in rushing attempts and has been, at least on the ground, a pretty decent backup, if you will, a replacement for Christian McCaffrey.
And there were times in this game I thought they just forgot about him.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay, this Cardinals team just lost to the Washington Commanders 42-14. 42-14. In that game, the Washington Commanders against the Arizona Cardinals rushed for 216 yards. And the 49ers came out today with a game plan in which Brock Purdy dropped back and attempted a pass. How many pass attempts did he have?
35
pass attempts.
And Mason had 14 carries.
And Mason had four. Like, what are we doing? Like, I just don't understand. I cannot make sense of Kyle Shanahan, the offense that he's putting on the field, the play calling, like, just none of it makes sense to me. And again, I'm Joe Schmo, who can get on a podcast and a microphone, and I can talk about the team. And I understand that Kyle has forgotten more knowledge about football than I will ever attain in my life. But what is happening? I just don't understand what this offense is. I mean, DNA. What are we supposed to expect out of this offense?
What is the identity? Are they a drop back passing team now? Is that what they're trying to do? And why? I love that Purdy pushes the ball downfield. I love that he does it. I love that he looks to make the big play. But you also have to play within the offense. And I'm not blaming Purdy. I don't know who's to blame right now. When they started running, he did. I thought, you know what's funny? I thought when it started, he was in complete control. It was another one similar to the Rams game where in the beginning of the game, I just said, wow, look at this guy. He just looks like he's in control of everything. He's making plays with his legs. He's making big passes downfield. They're going to win this game 30-13. And then everything went off the rails because, again, it felt like it just went into backyard hero ball on offense. So I don't know when he drops back if people aren't open. I don't know if he's not seeing it. I don't know what's going on. But he's running around, and he's fun as hell to watch. But that's not really the 49ers offense. It's good to mix that stuff in, and you want to take the deep shots. But I want them to pound the ball. I want them to run play action. You know, those short passes to Debo that people made fun of with Jimmy Garoppolo, all he does is throw it to Debo, you know, 2 yards to Debo. Well, that's a big part of their offense. I don't care who's a quarterback. That should still be a part of their offense. Debo Samuel had 3 targets and 1 catch in the passing game. That's it. He was invisible, it seemed like. I'm not sure what the game plan is. I don't know if they're trying to evolve. I don't know if they're trying to be something they're not, but the Niners have to go back to who they are on offense. Pound the football, use play action. And listen, if you're worried about Mason with too many carries and you don't want to give Garendo carries or whatever, go sign another running back or something. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're just not going to run the ball in a close game like this to have 35 pass attempts. And they had from running backs 19 carries. And if you include Debo, 22 carries, not the Niners identity. It's not. And they don't look like the 49ers out there to me.
And like I said, against a team that just gave up 260 yards to the Washington Commanders, who are decent running football team, but they're not, you know, they're not at least typically, you know, the level of the 49ers when it comes to running the ball. And I, like you said, I don't know why the offenses look the way that it is. I think that's a good point. Maybe they're trying to evolve. I don't know. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan is just trying to prove that Brock Purdy is, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And so he's just drawing up game plans where he's going to throw the ball and he's going to, you know, I mean, we did talk about, does this offense start to evolve to look more like the, you know, the 2017 Atlanta Falcons, you know, that record setting offense with Matt Ryan. It certainly feels that way.
But they didn't throw the ball a lot. I mean, they threw the ball more downfield, but they were, I think they were 28th. I'd have to look, but they were in the bottom, near the bottom of the league in attempts that year, the Falcons. The Kyle Shanahan offense runs the ball a shit ton, does not throw a lot, but they're very efficient in the passing game. You know, 8.5 yards per attempt, whatever it would be, because they're getting yards after the catch. They're getting big throws downfield, but the identity of their offense is the running game. And I didn't feel that at all. There were times where I'm like, run the ball, dude. What are you doing? Why are you not handing the ball off?
The Cardinals look like a team who was committed to running the ball more than the 49ers were.
And it paid off at the end of the game because Connor did not have a good first half, and they kept going to him and they kept running and they wore the Niners down, and Connor had a huge second half and is a huge reason why the Cardinals won the game.
Yeah. And you know, it's certainly the Cardinals defense shut the 49ers out in the second half. They give up 0 points in the second half. What? I mean, this again is a bad defense. It is a bad defense. And I understand that this team could have put points up if Jake Moody didn't get hurt on, you know, a kick return. Again, special teams, awesome field goal block by Isaac Yeldon, picked up by D'Amador Lenore, runs it back, right? Splash plays are great. What is our biggest concern? Coverage. What happens on literally the next play? The coverage sucks so bad that Jake Moody has to make a tackle. Like, what are we, like, what does Brian Schneider do here? What is his job? Because it's not coordinating the special teams, because the special team sucks. Like, what is your job? And why can't you score in the red zone? Is the reason because CMC is gone? Because this team was 6-for-6 in red zone opportunities against the Cardinals last year with Christian McCaffrey. And today they were 1-for-6 or 1-for-7. I can't remember what. So I think it was 1-for-6.
some of the play calling in the red zone. I don't understand.
Sucks.
Again, you're not. Yeah, you're not trying to. Jordan Mason is a beast. Pound the football. I don't understand it. I don't at all. Kyle Shanahan said after the game, they asked him about the red zone offense. He said, not very good. We were in the middle of the pack before the game, and we got a lot worse today. Yeah, that's putting it lightly. And Jake Moody has a high ankle sprain. He's in a walking boot, according to our buddy Jake Hutchinson. And they're going to have to go out and sign another kicker. And yeah, people will point to the kicker in this game and say, well, they didn't have a kicker. They could have had more points. If you watch this game, there were throw the kicker thing out the window to me, because there were a million other reasons they lost this game.
Yeah.
A million other reasons.
You can't score in the red zone. You got to the red zone six times, and you got one touchdown. One.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's who they are. That's who they are right now, Brian. And we've seen these slow starts before. So I've told myself in the past, all right, Al, the Niners have been 3-4 and 4-4, and they've still made these long playoff runs. So don't go crazy. The difference with it for me this year, I don't think they're as good as those teams. I don't think they're nearly as good defensively as those teams.
No.
They're older now. They're beat up. You don't have guys like, you know, like an Eric Armstead, you know, a playoff tested guy like an Eric Armstead in the center of that defense. This is a different team. It is a team that's sort of moving, getting glimpses of that next window. And that next window is a little bit scary right now, the way that things have looked. They have a lot of studs on this team, and they've paid a lot of money for them. And it's, you know, when you have all these blue chip guys, of course they're going to cost a lot. But the depth isn't there in other places. You're seeing it linebacker right now, where Campbell has been atrocious.
Yes.
You don't have the El Shires anymore that can step in and say, all right, you know, Greenlaw's not there. Well, El Shire can come in and make plays and do a really good job. He's not there. Charvarius Ward is not having a good season whatsoever. I mean, he's making it. If there's a decision between him and Demo, he's making it pretty easy that Lenore would be the long-term guy for them. Jair Brown is working through it. Hufanga hasn't been able to stay healthy and been on the field, you know. So you've had Mustafa in there, who's a rookie. And the defensive line, again, it's just not good enough. It's not the vaunted defensive line that you're used to with the 49ers. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, unless they can right the ship. Because this is supposed to be the easy part of the schedule.